my God. Are you waking up? Oh my God. I'm sorry I have to cast a spell on you. This is the first time that I feed from a human. I must have messed up the spell. I'm sorry, human. Did I surprise you? If you can't move your body right now, it's because I have put a spell on you so that you can't move. I'm sorry. It's just... I'm caught off guard and I'm so panicked and... It's okay. I'll remove it. I will remove it and let you move again. Only if you promise that you are not going to panic and scream. Okay? If you understand, please nod. Okay. I'm sorry, you weren't supposed to wake up when I was feeding on you. So, I'm a succubus. If you don't know what a succubus is, succubus are a type of demon that feeds from sexual energy. Our kind gains energy by feeding on human semen. I'm sorry, if you want, I can make you sleep and erase your memory and you won't even remember any of this. And I will leave you alone if that's what you want. I'm sorry that I have to feed from you. Our kind is actually not that different from human. We have assimilated ourselves into your society and we usually don't have to feed like this anymore. We get a shipment of daily human semen delivered to our home every week, but I don't know what happened. I haven't got any shipment in more than 2 months already. And I'm getting so desperate and hungry for cum. It wasn't supposed to be like this, I'm sorry. But I will appreciate it if you will let me feed from you. It has been a bad idea, I guess. But my sense are telling me that you have a lot of cum. A thick creamy cum stored inside your balls and I couldn't stop myself. So I sneak in and put a cast spell on you, which I think must have failed, and started sucking you off and then you wake up and we are in this predicament. I'm sorry. I should have done this without your permission. This is the very first time I have tried to feed directly from human, and I can understand if you don't want anything to do with me, but if you will have it in your heart to help me out, I promise that I won't take your soul. I just want your cum to save me. Is that okay? It's okay? Oh, thank you so much. I promise I will not harm you. If it's okay then, I will cast a spell on you to make your cock instantly erect. Will it be okay? I never used it before. So, I'll try not to mess up this time. Oh my gosh! Your cock is starting to get bigger and bigger right in front of my eyes. I can almost see the blood rushing into it and making it harder and bigger. Can I touch that cock? Oh my God. It's so big and heavy in my hands. This is so much different and so much better than what I thought it would be. Can I stroke it? I want to stroke your cock. It's so hard. There's so much pre-cum from your cock. Do you like it? Do you like it if I rub it along your hands like this in my palm? Do you like when I stroke up and down on the shaft? You're so hard, it's almost painful. I was sucking your cock earlier, and I can barely fit yours inside my mouth when it's not erect. But now, when it's fully hard, can I even put it inside my little mouth? Would you like me to try? As I thought, it's hardly fit into my little mouth. If I lick the tip with my tongue, I can tell that you like it. Your cock just twitches. Give it a little kiss. Then swallow it in one go. I'm surprised at how much I like it. On the head, just my tongue. Oh, is coming in my mouth. I can feel the power starting to flow from my stomach into my whole body. Your calm is so warm and thick and gives me warm feeling. Thank you very much. Hey, would you mind if I do this again? I mean, at least after I get my regular shipment back. Do you mind? Oh, thank you. Maybe sometimes you have to go to my place too. You don't know? I'm your neighbor, silly.